everybody. Welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. It's March the 5th, if I've got that correctly. I think I got that. Yes, indeed. I know that because our college daughter, Alyssa, is home yesterday on spring break and will be home for a week. Joining her, the lovely and talented Marisa, her roommate. Fantastic. She's like another daughter. She's fantastic. She's from Arizona, family from Pennsylvania. You know they're good people. So welcome to More Than Money. If you're a loyal listener, you know exactly how this works. If you wish to join us this morning with a comment, a concern, a question, you can call us 610-720-7900. Are you coming back? Yeah, come on. Absolutely. 610-720-7900. You can send me an email, Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. You can listen, ask, interact, share the entire show coast to coast wherever there's internet on the iHeartMedia Network by going to morethanmoneyonline.com, more than, T-H-A-N, morethanmoneyonline.com. We literally have listeners and participants from California to Florida, from Florida to Maine. It's fantastic. We're very, very happy. If you're just joining us for the very first time, More Than Money was invented to be your financial fiduciary, your radio fiduciary. We're here to serve your best interest. Easy to do. Just ask the question. You get advantage of my 780 years of experience. If you're just joining us and you're wondering how he could possibly have 780 years of experience, it's a mystery. It's one of life's great mysteries. Here's another one of life's great mysteries. Although, I don't think most people find it mysterious. On an average day, would you rather spend time with humans or animals? Here's your choice. You're going to spend the next 8 hours with Gunther and John or puppies and kittens. I'm going for the puppies and kittens. That's just me. That's just me.
Well, if you said it was grandkids.
Oh, yeah, all right. No, I have not yet had that experience.
Or babies.
But I got all babies, of course. All right. But okay, make it easy. Adults or animals. You guys have been doing a fantastic job for the animals across the board. But today's a big day.
Big day.
Bobby Gunther Walsh, welcome to to the show. And folks who have been listening the last couple hours, they'll recognize the voice, of course.
We are going to be bowling for, I believe, about 19,000 more than last year. Last year I was rolling for like 50,000 and we raised 57. I think this year I'm rolling for like, I'm not sure where the one $4,000 check goes to from bowling or to me. So let's say 15,000 more. So this year bowling for about $65,000 if I get a strike. Looks like we're going to be raising over 70,000 from this, more. So that's a lot more than last year.
Wow.
So, down at Jordan Lanes at high noon today, rolling the ball one time to try to get a strike.
No pressure.
I went to Get Parts because I said this ball is too heavy, and they said it's a 14-pound ball. And then somehow, because they fitted the ball years ago, and I remember the first year that I got this ball, I got a strike.
Nice.
And then after that, it was downhill from there.
So we know it's not the ball.
Well, no, actually, my thumb doesn't fit anymore. And I would never have figured that, but the thumb didn't fit. So I said the ball. He said, oh, the only way you'd be tired after a few frames is if you were gripping the ball. And I said, well, I am gripping the ball. And then they watched me, and they said, well, first of all, you don't have your fingers all the way in. I said, yeah, because I feel like if I put them all the way in, they're not going to come out. They said, your fingers don't come out first. Your thumb does. So they said, let's see your bowl, and my thumb doesn't come out. So somehow, even though it was drilled to fit me years ago, somewhere that my thumb either got, I might have baseball broke, you know what I mean, jammed it. It's bigger than it was, so they fixed it. And now I threw at their place. They have a small bowling lane. It's not as long.
Yeah, but
I threw like five strikes. So I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're already used up.
Sorry. But I did get one. No, here's the good thing. Here's the good thing. They gave me one. Besides all the expertise, and they showed me how you bowl and how your hand works, and I learned so much. The other thing I learned is always blame the equipment. That is the most important takeaway from Gebhardt's the other day. Always blame the equipment.
From what you just described, you say your thumb's gotten bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just there's just too much material.
Oh, especially after Donald Trump on the debates. Oh, I mean, are you kidding me?
Oh. Actually, I have a theory as to why you've raised so much more money this year. I think it's because of the debates.
Oh, it might be.
It goes right back to my theory about would you rather spend time with adults or animals? And you take a look at those guys and you want to go, where are the puppies and kittens? How can I help more puppies and kittens?
Well, they're acting like a bunch of puppies, peeing and crapping all over everything.
Oh, yowza.
What a
shame.
What a shame.
It's
I told everybody the guy that's going to win is going to be Kasich. He's been the Republican establishment's guy all along, and everybody thought I was crazy when I said it. Well, guess there's four left, and guess who one of them that's still left is? And everybody thinks that Rubio's the establishment's guy. Rubio is the establishment's attack dog. And he's doing all the work Kasich.
If in any reasonable world, a chihuahua can be an attack dog.
And they are yippy and yappy,
he's a yippy yappy guy. Yeah. He spent, and I could only watch the debate for like 7 seconds before I went, gah, click, gone. Rubio starts, and it's, you know, and Donald's a con man. He's a con man. And Donald goes, the guy's lying. Oh, look, he's attacking me. Oh, Rubio, come on. You little weenie. You're a weenie. Jeez. By the way, people said you were crazy about the whole Kasich theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not why they thought you were crazy.
Huh?
That's not why they thought you were crazy.
Oh, no.
No, it's...
Yeah. There's other reasons.
Nothing really to do with debates.
Analysis, right, yeah.
Into nothing at all.
Yeah.
So, not only are you rolling for a big pile of moolah, and how devastating will it be when you... don't actually do that. There's also team competitions today.
Yes.
How much fun is that going to be?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not for you, but for the other teams. How much fun is that going to be?
Well, I got John, who's a 300 bowler. He's bowled, I think, 18 300 games.
Wow.
And I have Andrew, who I've never met before, and then a young lady who I've never met before, and they're on my team. I will be the anchor, meaning the one that sinks us, you know, the one that holds us back. That's what an anchor does. And I will bowl I'll bowl better than 100 because, seriously, John bowls like a, one year he bowled like a 289, a 267, and then my, like, 99 throws the whole thing into a tailspin. So
I've had multiple 300 games. Well, not all in one game. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If you had four together.
I've had multiple 300 games, but that was golfing.
defending champion on the team competition?
Dan Holzman.
Dan Holzman.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
I would think.
Well, he's got a bowler's body.
Oh, my God.
He does. He looks like a bowler. If you said, pick out a guy that looked like a professional bowler, it's Dan. Snossage fingers and all.
I'll bet his thumb slips right out.
Oh, I'll bet it does when he's thumbing it at me.
Tony Iannelli bowling this year?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's bowling. Craig is bowling. Tony thought he won last year, and then Dan's team turned in their score, and there was a little brouhaha dust up over that, but Dan won fair and square.
Talk about Tony and Dan going head to head, talking about
two bowlers' bodies. My gosh, holy!
Actually, you're being pretty kind because you're saying bowlers' bodies as opposed to bowling ball bodies, which that could work too.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of stuff going on beyond bowling at the bowling lanes, though.
Yeah, and we got the basket raffle with, I'm going to guess, about 50 baskets. They sell all this food, and then they also sell all these, you can just buy shirts, gift items, all kinds of cool stuff. Jordan Lanes is right down here on MacArthur Road, right below the Home Depot. They let us take over basically half the lanes and all the pool room, and they're really generous. Gebhardt's has been generous. Obviously, Vinart has been generous, and Ironton, and so many great people. That have helped us, and obviously the listeners have been extremely generous.
Wow.
And the good news is, and I don't know how much, they don't tell me till it's over just to keep the pressure on me, but the good news is that the last 3 years, the majority of the money, and I'd say the vast majority of the money, is flat pledge, but they don't let me know that till I'm done, just so that I have to twist in the wind. So
I'm just thinking your performance is plus or minus $10,000 worth of puppy food.
Yes,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just I'm sure that that motivates you.
Lassie's not getting out of the well because Bobby. Bobby got a gutter ball. Now, Timmy, Lassie's not coming home.
Speaking of Bobby Gutter,
yeah,
that's the worst segue ever in the history of radio. You are a giant in media.
Many people call me a lifesaver, which is a small candy with a hole in it. But
oh, I'm going to be at the mayor's reception.
Yeah, that's called a microphone. You got
to
be talking right into the mic.
I was trying to look at the article. I was trying to read the article that you had in your hands.
It's all professional radio here. Yeah, the chamber sponsoring the mayor's annual reception, and they're going to have a very special giants in the media world. We got folks from FMZ. We got folks from Morning Call. And our very own Bobby Gunther Walsh.
Yeah.
And when I say our very own, I mean literally, we own you.
Yes, we do. Well, by the way, I have a question. Whenever they do your publicity photo and people are looking at that photo and they're expecting you to show up, do you have to wear the same shirt and tie you had in the picture? Because then they'll say, well, that's not what he looked like.
As opposed to, and I'm sure this doesn't happen in the Lehigh Valley, but there are certain newspapers I read where the realtors put in their pictures in their ads, and then you meet them and you go, okay, that was a really good junior high school picture you've got in there.
Yeah,
grandma.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, no. My word. And that's supposed to instill confidence that you're a trustworthy person.
Yeah, give me the guy or the woman that looks a little bit weathered, because it shows they've been through life's battles a little bit.
And they're out there still battling. Yeah. We like that. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
This is great stuff. Congratulations. It's March 29th.
Yeah.
And where did I see it? At Arts Quest.
Yeah.
So if folks out there would like to see you present. Then
I'm on some panel discussing, I don't know,
21st century news coverage in your community, too much or too little? And now, all right, I'm prejudiced. I admit it right up front in the interest of full disclosure. I'm a big WAEB fan. I've got it on every single morning. It's the information I need. It is timely. It's precise. It's got a pattern. It's after that, I get really tired of all that crap. People go, hey, don't you watch the news all day long? No. And in my, we have TVs throughout our MTM World Headquarter in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth. But in my office where I have the TV, it's always on mute because I can never take the risk that Obama will surprise me and start talking.
Mm.
And I can't. Mm. Please. I have a little weak stomach thing.
One thing if I could.
Sure.
So today we're down there bowling at Jordan Lanes. Yeah. We're broadcasting a little bit and down there till, well, I'm bowling at noon, and then we'll be doing team bowling afterwards. But, and so come on down and help out. You can still pledge even then. But start Monday, and every day next week we're doing, first of all, 8:10 on Monday, Senator Toomey talking about a bill he passed on, got through the Senate, on opioid addiction and its leading to heroin.
Hmm.
And then the whole week, I've got a series of hour shows, 9 to 10, on heroin. And I have John Morganelli. I have Scott Grimm, who's removed about 10 bodies of young people in the last, so many days.
Ouch.
You'll be surprised who it's affecting. We've got former addicts who are still obviously in a battle, but we've got some of them have gone on to be counselors and psychologists. We've got a mother who's lost her son, and she holds a support group, and got people discussing whether there should be such a thing as injection centers. We've got John Morganelli, I said Scott Grimm, lots of people to talk about the topic. So if it's really been in the news in the Lehigh Valley lately in a huge way, and so we're covering it so people can get informed.
Fantastic.
Anyway, I just want to give that a mention.
Why don't you circle back in a half an hour or so, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on
today.
Okay,
I'll come in, and you'll recognize me because I'll look like me.
It's my own fault. I invited him. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. We've gotten a fair number of emails already this morning. And you're very, very kind. A number of folks, our newsletter went out this week, and this month we celebrate 25 years on the radio. Pretty exciting stuff. And all of that is due to you. The last 15 years we've been on WAEB, it's kind of ironic that all of our anniversaries for our radio and our TV are kind of even numbers this year. 25 years in total on radio, three different stations, 15 years this year on WAEB, and 20 years in June on television. On radio, we've done something over 1,200 shows. We guesstimate something in excess of 15,000 questions live on air. It's a pretty interesting scenario that we find ourselves in. So thanks to all of you, and the emails that you're sending me are fantastic this morning. You're very, very kind. Very, very kind. God bless you all. By the way, God bless all of us. After seeing the debate this week, God bless all of us. There's a lot out there, and we'll see how that all unfolds. If you'd like to join us this morning, 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. The markets have had a wonderful week, finishing up very, very nicely. And that's the third week in a row that we're seeing gains in the market. Does that mean that we have turned the corner? Don't know. That would require that I possess psychic ability. And as most of you have long suspected, I possess psychotic ability, but the whole psychic thing, not so much. And just so that we're really, really clear, I know I'm preaching to the audience, you've already figured this out. Anyone who claims to know where the market's going, even for the next hour, is either delusional, over or under medicated, that's not my call, or criminal. And you know what we were politely reminded of not long ago? Those things are sadly not mutually exclusive. It could absolutely be D, all the above, delusionally drug-induced and criminal intention. Jobs report, quite good. If you want me to talk about that, happy to do that. The elections, the debates, happy to talk about that. Our newsletter was issued this week for the month of March. Lots of interesting things in there, including a description of when a will might be termed nearly useless. How could a will be useless? You might want to read that. A couple of things are going on in the general financial world that I need you to be aware of. So I'll mention them briefly, and then we'll turn our attention to our questions that we have received and are receiving. Social Security changes, indeed. There are a couple of relatively important changes for a relatively small number of people. And when I say relatively, there are a number of sales organizations. That's what they are. They are sales organizations. They are not financial advisors. They are not fiduciaries. They are sales organizations who have used the changes in Social Security that, by my guesstimate, affect about 1% of the American public. And they have created massive sales campaigns that Trumpet and Blair, act now or you'll lose $60,000 in Social Security benefits. And people panic. Oh, my God, there's something I got to do. And the reality is there's nothing to be done in the case of 99 out of 100 of you. There is a technique that's being eliminated in the new budget. What a surprise. Federal budget taking away good stuff from us. Huh. Well, who would have thunk? Huh. Totally surprised. First time it's ever happened. in almost every case where it is blaring headlines, Social Security, massive changes, they want you to buy something, either buy a book or buy a CD, log on, give them your email address so that they can sell you something later. Please be aware. Number two, we just discovered this for the very first time yesterday as we had a client completing the paperwork for an annuity. And this particular annuity company, one of the country's largest, most well-respected, includes a statement that the applicant must sign assuring the annuity company that the funds being used to acquire the annuity are not the proceeds from a marijuana business. There are lots, and I have no handle on the precise number, but I mean, I was in Colorado. There's legal marijuana companies everywhere, and I guess lots of states have medical marijuana that you could set up a business and sell medical marijuana. But despite the fact that in some positions or in some locales it is it's legal, apparently it's part of the issue. And in this particular case, the insurance company says if you're using funds from a marijuana based business, we're not willing to accept that. Now that's interesting. And lastly, I had a extensive conversation with a gentleman who claims to be a worldwide expert about the word trust. He claims that people decide whether they trust someone else in under 10 seconds. I'm not buying that. So you may have and his entire premise for all of the counsel that he gives financial advisors is what you do in the first 10 seconds is either it ends up being a yes or a no. So if theoretically, and this gentleman actually suggested this, theoretically, at the end of 10 seconds, you could turn to somebody and go, so do you trust me? And they're going to, if they're honest, they're going to say yes or no. And if they say no, you go, thanks, see ya. I think it's the goofiest thing I've ever heard. All right, it's not the goofiest thing I've ever heard. I just had Gunther in here, so it can't be the goofiest thing I ever heard. Speaking of not being goofy, the stock market's showing some positive results, but year-to-date, negative, significantly negative in some cases, and certainly causing some anxiety. In some cases, anxiety enough that people have decided to sit on the sidelines, cash out, and wait. In some cases, adjust their portfolio allocations, the mix, how much is exposed to the stock market. Or in some cases, decide to change their platforms completely and go away from stock market-based, risk-based, to as close to risk-free as they can find, wherever they can find that, whether it's an FDIC-insured account at the bank or whether it's a insurance company subject to the claims paying ability of an insurance company guarantee or corporate bond guarantees, treasury note guarantees, those kinds of things. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're welcoming back a friend of More Than Money, Randy Swan, who is the founder and major impetus behind Swan Capital Management. He'll be calling in shortly after 9, I suspect. All right, I'm cautiously optimistic. That's what we expect, and we're anxious to see what Randy has to say about the markets. 3 minutes or so, sir? I have a quick question. Email, I've been using the same tax preparer for years. I think he does a good job, but I recently got a letter from Harrisburg saying I owe additional tax to the state and interest from my return of 2014. Should my guy pay this since he made the mistake? Interesting question. Most professional tax preparers, let me back up. Let's not assume that your tax preparer made a mistake. Talking about Harrisburg. Is it possible they made a mistake? Sure. Is it possible that your tax preparer did it exactly correct and Harrisburg doesn't have the proper paperwork or lost the proper paperwork or can't match up numbers? The answer is sure. So the very first thing you need to do is go back to your tax preparer, provide him with a copy of the letter, and allow him assess what should be done. He might very well take a look and go, you know what, they're right. In which case, is it his responsibility to pay the tax? No, that's your responsibility. Might it be his responsibility to pay the interest? I think that's what most professional tax preparers would agree is proper. If there's been an error on a return, they will provide you with the support to get that error corrected. And if there are costs above the tax is your responsibility. Whether it was paid in 2014, 15, 16 doesn't really matter. That's not relevant. But what is relevant is that if you had paid it in 14, you wouldn't have been out of pocket for interest payments. So it's up to your tax preparer. Now, your tax preparer might be successful in talking to the powers that be in Harrisburg and get them to either reduce the cost or reduce the interest costs or penalties. That certainly is in both your best interests. But bottom line, from where I sit, your tax is your responsibility. Getting it correct is your tax preparer's responsibility. So in this case, I think it's kind of a shared issue with you paying the tax and the tax preparer paying for the interest. I'd be interested. I know we have a number of tax preparers that listen each week, and I would be interested if you want to shoot me an email, gene@askmtm.com, if that is indeed your policy, or if you would agree or disagree with how I've just kind of described that to this individual. That's the voice of an angel telling you half an hour into this edition of More Than Money. It also tells you that we've got 90 minutes left to serve you. If you have a question about your investments, your income taxes, your estate planning, or the business of your life, all you need do is call 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com, or log on your smartphone, your tablet, wherever you may be, that you have internet access to morethanmoneyonline.com. Hit the listen live button, hit the Ask Gene button, and you're in the game. So stick with us in the next half hour. More emails, more questions, more for you on More Than Money. And cut the music. We got too much to do. Gosh, we're full up. Don't you hate when guys do that? They're on radio and they're going, we got to hurry. Because we got, and then they spend the next 45 seconds saying, we got to hurry. We got to hurry.
Which is what you're doing right now.
610-720-7900. Bobby Gunther Walsh in the studio. We're going to talk to him momentarily, but first we go to the phones. We talk to Mr. Darrell Okun. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Gene. How are you?
Good, and you are still surviving tax season.
Oh, yeah, it's early yet.
Well, you know what? Early, yeah, but what, 6 weeks?
Yeah, you know, it's a short window, but it's early in the short window.
that's one of the most interesting descriptions I've heard. I have a quick tax question for you first.
Okay.
I got this from, I'm certain, a very tongue-in-cheek listener. Gene, can I deduct my contributions to Bernie Sanders' campaign?
You can declare a loss.
There you go. I guess if you maybe a casualty loss.
Dude, declare a loss. I like that. The answer is no. Political campaigns, you cannot deduct contributions to political campaigns. And some folks actually have some pretty severe restrictions, not on from a tax standpoint, but from a professional standpoint. Many financial advisors are not permitted to contribute to political campaigns for a number of reasons, and there may be other issues. There may be other conflict of issues, but no.
No,
particularly not to Bernie Sanders.
last I checked, he's not a 501c3 yet.
Oh, there's no question in his life he's produced no profit. None. He is a nonprofit human being. So did you have a question for me or a contribution this morning?
Well, one thing I guess it's kind of an interesting thing, as long as we're having some fun with the tax stuff. That, I don't know if this is fun or not, but it's an interesting one, kind of a riddle. But when might the IRS consider it a crime or a fraud to actually report income you actually cannot prove you made? So you're going to claim more income than you actually have.
So let me see if I've got the question right. I'm picking the number 5,000, but I'm claiming I made 25,000.
Yeah, maybe that's not the exact. Well, yeah, you're claiming more income than what you.
So I made five, and I'm claiming 10.
I'm going to say, can I take a guess at this?
Sure.
Well, if you're doing a hobby that you've been deducting all the while, and it's going to be your third year of losses, which might wave a red flag, so now you claim you made money and you didn't, just to keep yourself off the radar.
That's an interesting one.
That would be one.
Yeah.
One. I don't know if the IRS would consider that. It probably would be fraud.
Oh,
they probably
absolutely
would pick you up and say, you know, hey, you can't do that. You should, you know, it's not. We're going to disallow some of your previous.
No, because
I don't think you're going to go to jail for that one, or they're actually going to really call that.
Well, is there one that you will go to jail? Tell us about one that you might go to jail.
Well, it's very serious. You may not go to jail, but you're you could be subject to some serious penalties in more than just, you know, just income tax corrections.
And that would be?
If you claim for a child an earned income credit, and you actually have to, because you actually have to have earned income to get the credit, and if you... So a lot of people are out there claiming income that they didn't get so they can get these credits because they're refundable. So they're getting more money back from the IRS than they ever put in.
So
that becomes criminal.
In essence, they're stealing from the federal government.
And you and I, yes.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And that predominantly affects low-income wage earners, in this case, no-income wage earners, but they're claiming income.
Right. So there's a whole group of people out there that are trying to manufacture income so that they can claim these earned income credits that, you know, even though they've never put a dime into the system, they're refundable, believe it or not. The government's going to give you money for not making anything or giving anything in.
Think about the ultimate irony of that. They're so lazy they don't want to work, but they're so smart they actually understand the IRS code, which I don't.
Oh my God.
They spend all day trying to figure out how to work the system. That's one that came across.
Wow.
Well, God bless us. Well, speaking of working the system, it's time for you to hang up now and go work your system.
I'm going to go work the system.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Talk to you later.
Daryl's one of your guys, right?
CPA and financial advisor. It's a wonderful combination because, as you well might suspect, financial decisions today, oh, it's all about investments. Oh, wait. No, there's a tax component to that. Hey, I made a lot of money. If you got killed on taxes, there's not a lot of happiness there. Hey, you know what? I may have lost a little money. I'm going to talk about that here a little bit later. Is there an advantage? Is there maybe some way we can soften that? The answer is yes. So having that combination is fantastic. Daryl, in the last year and a half, been working with Bill Maughan, providing a team approach to their clients. What tremendous service they're getting.
Over there at the world headquarters of MTM, so he's one of your guys.
He's one of my guys. He's in the Holy Lands.
There you go.
Speaking of being in the Holy Lands, or at least doing holy work, good work today. You're doing God's work today, helping puppies and kittens all over.
And speaking of claiming deductions, make a contribution.
Nice. Look at you segueing.
Get a deduction.
And how the organization we're helping today is?
The Center for Animal Health and Welfare.
Fantastic.
No kill shelter, no government funding. They rely just on these kind of fundraisers. This is the biggest for them, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, I should say, for them. And it's the Bowl-a-thon right down here off of MacArthur Road and sort of into Allentown there, right past Home Depot. It's really actually 7th Street once you cross the bridge, so it's actually right off of 7th Street.
Okay.
Jordan Lanes, high noon today, rolling the ball. But they're down there right now setting up, and from now till 1, 2 o'clock, you can go over there. You can buy, you can take basket raffles. Mm-hmm. You can take chance on the basket raffles. You can buy different clothing and items they're selling, animal-related, so lots of food.
Ooh.
And you can still sponsor me in the bowling. You could come out and say, hey, I got $25. And we want to bowl as a team.
Tax
still
deductible.
Still help us all that way at Jordan Lanes today, all to benefit. And again, at 12 noon, rolling the ball for, I'm guessing, around $65,000 this year.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Again, Center for Animal
Health and Welfare.
One of the things, now, unfortunately, I can't be there today.
Well,
I'm sad
about that.
You've
been there almost every year.
I have.
Wow.
And because I really enjoy it. Number one, I love helping animals. Number two, it's a great atmosphere. Oh my gosh, so many listeners show up. It's a great feel. I love seeing you sweat. I simply love seeing you sweat. It is one of the great joys of my life, to see the pressure.
A lot of people like that.
Just, you know, when I pat you on the back and both your knees crumble. It's just such it's lovely. It really is.
A lot of pressure.
One of the real, forgive me because they sell baked goods, but one of the icings on the cake for me has always been the folks from the center, They're some of the nicest people.
Oh, Lynn Heinrich.
They are just some of the nicest people. So not only do you get a chance to come down and have an awful lot of fun, mostly at your expense,
yes,
but an awful lot of fun. And absolutely, empty your wallet, you know, make it, write a check, get a tax deduction. That's great fun. But these are really good people. And you sense it from them, and it's a real pleasure to hang around quality people. You could spend the next few hours kind of thinking about Donald Trump and Mario. No, you don't want to think about that. Go down and spend it with good people doing really good things,
yeah.
Not dependent on the government.
Yes.
Not dependent on the government.
They're asking you to voluntarily support a no-kill shelter. So if you're an animal lover and you don't like people dipping into your wallet just because the government said they should take your money, they're asking you to voluntarily give it, and you can still do that today down at the Bowl-a-thon at Jordan Lane. So,
good luck, my
sorry,
friend.
Sorry, I was figuring you've been there. I don't think you've ever missed one. Maybe it's one in all the years, so I'm going to miss you.
Blame this on my wife.
Okay, that's okay. And you had the shoes, the two-tone shoes. I thought they're almost like professional bowling shoes. Is there an 8 on the back or a 10? Thank you, sir.
Not as far as you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You're welcome, my friend. And give my best to, especially to Dan, my very good friend, Tony, who's my relatively new friend, and Craig. And, I mean, Craig, we've been, I don't know if you heard, but this month is our
20th anniversary.
Well, 15 years here.
Oh, 20 years.
25 years doing radio.
On radio, is it 20? Is it 19 or 20 on TV? There?
20 on TV.
That's what I thought. I knew I read that. I got the 20 in there somewhere. Yeah, congratulations.
Just weird that all in one year, it's 15, 25, or 20 and 25.
March 12th, which is what, next Saturday or something, is
yes.
My 32nd year finished. I'll start my 33rd year.
And you say you're finished?
Finished. Yeah.
Start the rumors.
Yeah,
Gunther says he's finished.
Finished.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, you're kidding. That can't be. I need him.
I was finished years ago. Yeah, I'm still here, but I was finished years ago.
No one ever said that,
no.
You know, to your face. Right. No one ever
not
directly.
One person. Many people, but not one.
Good luck, my friend. Right. Enjoy. Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow.
65 or 70,000 bucks. If you get down and buy some baked goods, it could be 80 grand. I mean, baked goods, they're expensive. 610-720-7900. Tommy writes, I just filed my taxes, and then I remembered I sold some stocks last summer at a loss. In total, the stock showed a $4,800 loss. Should I file an amended return? Here's a shock. It depends. You don't want to lose those deductions. Having a loss on an investment, whether it's a stock, bond, mutual fund, ETF, piece of real estate, in most cases, losses are deductible. But there are rules that you must follow in order to successfully acquire those deductions. One of those rules says that you can offset gains with losses. So if, for example, last year, this gentleman had $4,800 loss. If he had $4,800, it would be a coincidence, $4,800 in gains, $4,800 in losses, wipes out the $4,800 in gains. He owes no tax whatsoever. Wow, that's pretty cool. What if he had no gains, he just had this $4,800 loss? Then the IRS says that you can use $3,000, up to $3,000 a year, against other income, against ordinary income. So just paint the picture. He has a $50,000 taxable income. He has $4,800 in losses. He can use the first $3,000 on his 2015 return, and his taxable income goes from 50 to 47. Nice. Depending on his tax bracket, he may save $600 or $700. He might save a bit more, a bit less, depending on tax bracket, of course. But bottom line is that he can use the first $3,000. What happened to the other $1,800? It gets pushed forward. It gets carried forward. It has to be tracked and accounted for so that when he files his 2016 return, he could use that $1,800 as well. Now, I kept saying it depends. Must he claim it? I don't think so. I think he can push the whole 4,800 forward. So does he have to file an amended return? I don't think so. I think he can carry that 4,800 forward. Why would he want to do that? Well, what if his income last year, for whatever reason, perhaps he went through a layoff, perhaps he was unemployed, perhaps his income was down for another reason. But what if his income was so low last year that getting a deduction really doesn't help? And what if things have changed rather nicely and his income this year is expected to be quite substantial and the income tax deduction would be useful this year? I believe he can push that off to this year. So very important. You got to make sure that you confirm all of those things. If you sit with a professional tax preparer, you will be able to determine that in literally minutes, which is good because this time of the year, they don't have a lot of time to sit and chat with you. So if you're the guy that wants to show up and have just a couple, I'm just going to, you know, I need him for 5 minutes and be there for 2 hours. Yes, somebody's going to try to hurt you in the parking lot. it's a bad thing. The good professional tax preparers, very busy, very busy. I think the, I mentioned earlier in the show that our college daughter, Alyssa, is home for break and brought home her roommate, Marisa, who's become like another daughter to us. She's a fantastic young lady. We're so lucky to have them. And it just makes everybody smile when they're home. Our youngest daughter, Megan, who goes off to college next year, just beams when her sister shows up. They are so very, very close. We're so blessed. So it's great. And to celebrate, we went out to dinner, had an amazing meal. Oh, goodness. Fantastic stuff. But Diane confesses, I have a lot of work. So when Daryl says it's early in the push for tax season, even though that we're quote-unquote halfway through the tax season, I think the actual deadline this year is the 18th. It's the Monday following the 15th on a weekend, so what, 15th, 16th, maybe 17th, 18th, whatever that is. So bottom line, we got a little extra time. I think we're going to need it. We've had a lot of new clients show up, and that's fantastic. We appreciate that very, very much. And we've got some... we got some more coming, I'm sure. So despite the fact that Diane was very, very happy, I think she's also starting, this is not her first rodeo, but starting to see that she's got some work ahead of her. If you're just joining us, the stock markets did well this week. If you wish to talk about that, I'm happy to do that. Job report, quite positive. Happy to talk about it. The elections, the debates, such as they were, children flinging mud at each other. Lovely. Our More Than Money newsletter out this week, our March edition, and lots of other stuff. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. In the 9 o'clock hour, you're going to want to stay tuned. We'll be interviewing Randy Swan, Swan Capital Management. They manage literally billions, that's with a B, billions of dollars. And if you're interested in what professional investors are thinking about the markets today and about the future of the markets, you're going to want to tune in, of course. 610-720-7900, Jeff writes, my wife buys old books at shops and yard sales. She cuts out the prints, maps, and engravings, frames them, and sells them. Interesting. By the way, just as an aside, as a collector of old books, when I hear somebody buys an old book and then cuts it apart, my heart kind of hurts. Now, I absolutely get that not all books are created equal, and some are collectible. Some should remain intact. Others are not. They're old, but they're not rare. They're not the materials are not specialized, but perhaps the illustrations are. And so I'm trying really hard not to. So let's just walk past that, Gene. Keep moving. She usually nets about $2,000 each year. Fantastic. Good for her. She's been doing it the last 6 or 7 years. She says it's a hobby and she doesn't have to report the income. I say she should. Who's right? Well, if you are a loyal listener to More Than Money, you already know the answer to this. Is she right? Of course she is. She's the wife. Yeah, exactly. It's a trick question. Is she right? It doesn't matter if she's right. Dude, it doesn't matter. Risk going to prison. It's better. It's better. Go to prison. Don't be messing with your wife. Husbands and wives disagree. My answer is the wife's always right. Now, as long as she's not listening, because I don't want to get punched, I don't think she's right. I think if you've got a track record of 6 or 7 years of turning a profit, even if it's only a couple thousand bucks a year, I think Uncle Sam is interested. Does that rankle me? Sure. Does it rankle a lot of folks? Look, just leave the woman alone. Why does the IRS have to stick their stupid nose into it? I'm with you. I agree with you 100%. But I strongly suspect that if you presented these facts to a professional tax preparer, an IRS certified enrolled agent, or a CPA, that they would disagree with her. They would be very uncomfortable with not reporting the income, and would counsel her that it's simply a matter of time before the other shoe hits the floor. I guess today it would be a bowling shoe, but it's just a matter of time, likely. Now, is it possible that she just skates for the rest of her life? Sure. And that doesn't make it right. That makes her lucky, which, you know what? Luck counts. So God bless her. I, if I'm you, I'm not disagreeing with her. I'm just sending her to a professional and let them disagree with her. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com. Ted writes, I travel a lot for my business. My travel and the entertainment expenses are generally about 10% of my gross income, which most years approaches $100,000. My wife is worried the IRS will see this and come after us. Is that too high? Should I expect to be audited? And then what happens? Okay, is it too high? Do you have documentation? Do you have receipts for the expenses? You're talking about you travel a lot. I'm talking about hotels. It's got to be on a credit card. You don't go into the Hilton and go, here's 80 bucks. No, come on. If you're entertaining, if you're talking about meals, et cetera, got to be on a credit card, got to be documented, got to be well identified. It's got to be documented according to what the IRS wants to see, which is when did it happen, what was the expense, and what was the expense for? You know, I traveled to Nazareth. I ate at the Nazareth Diner. Several of our clients have pointed out this week that I talk almost nonstop about the Nazareth Diner. All right, I'm a little prejudiced. I think their food's fantastic. So I travel. Maybe I stay at a bed and breakfast in Nazareth. Maybe. It's got to be for a good business purpose. So if you've met all the requirements, the answer is that too high? No, it's not too high. It's if you have met the documentation requirements, it is fine. Should you expect to be audited? Yes, you should. Business owners in general have a much higher audit rate when you have what the IRS would consider to be exceptionally high expenses in any area, whether they're legitimate or not. They will audit you, but it's called a letter audit. It's going to be, Dear Ted, we disagree. Send us more money. You're going to get right back, or somebody on your behalf is going to write back and go, Dear IRS, I got every piece of paper. Happy to show it to you. In which case, what happens then? Nothing. Nothing bad. So, if you're legit, if you're on the right side of following the rules and the regs, and you've got great documentation, do not reduce your deduction because your wife's got the heebie-jeebies. Don't do that. Do not pay the government one extra penny because you're concerned about what might happen if you got a letter. If you get a letter from the IRS, you got absolutely a 50-50 chance that they're wrong, particularly if you have followed our guidelines and documented. God bless you. We're coming to the top of the hour. That means Fox Network News. That means all the information you need to have a great, great weekend. It also means another full hour of More Than Money. It also means in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to do a 20, 25-minute interview with Randy Swan of Swan Capital Management, professional investment manager of billions of dollars. I would think if you're interested in investing in the markets at all, that you would at least want to figure out what the heck are the professionals thinking. That's what we're going to get from Randy Swan. Of course, I got a fistful of emails as well. And you may absolutely reach out. Gene at askmtm.com works beautifully. Morethanmoneyonline.com works even better. You can listen live and ask questions as well. And we'll do all of that and tons more after this on More Than Money. Generous, I don't know how you keep on giving.